Mayoral candidate Joe McComb, who currently holds a city councilman-at-large position and was Nueces County Commissioner between 1995 to 2002 and 2011 to 2014, began by summarizing his background and qualifications.
I'm Joe McComb, and I'd ask for your vote on May the 6th. I can save you $300,000 if you'll do that. Encourage your friends to do it. That will eliminate a runoff, and we won't have to spend that $300,000. I was born and reared in Corpus Christi. Married to my wife, Mary. Met her at Stephen F. Austin State University when I was going to school up there. We have 5 children and 10 grandchildren. And we got one coming in July. So Grammy stays pretty busy. The reason I ran for the council last November was that I just didn't like the direction that the council was going. We'd been through 3 water boils. The city manager had quit. The debt seemed to be skyrocketing, $1.7 billion, and they just didn't seem to have a direction. And I just felt like that somebody that is going to be a watchdog for your money needed to be on the council and voice those concerns. We run a small family business. My father started the business in 1940, and my mother was a school teacher on a Friday. And when he passed away, after all of the services and things, she stepped right into the moving business in 1957. That was before a lot of women were in business and executives, and she became one overnight. And I learned a lot from her. Trust, integrity, and character is what makes you successful in watching your pennies. And that's what I want to do for you on the city council, and I ask for your support.
The next question from the EWI Forum challenged the candidates on how they would address infrastructure and issues such as water utility and street repair.
Well, the opportunity was thrust on us as a result of the last election, which I think was a reflection of the community. That was very seldom in Corpus Christi do you get 5 or a majority new council in an election. But we did this last time. And that was because of the perception that I had that the city was adrift and needed some direction. I think the public responded by the way they voted. As it turned out, the person we elected mayor wasn't who we thought he was. And so he resigned. And so this opportunity opened up. The fact that I was there and was fortunate enough to be the top vote getter in the at-large position, I think my experience, we need to restore our credibility to the public. We need to have somebody there that understands budgeting. There's nobody at City Hall, and the longer I'm there, just since I've gotten there, the more I realize we really don't have any institutional knowledge at City Hall as to what's happened in the past. And we're dealing with some issues that we really need to have people there that have some institutional knowledge. The water releases, the whole water process. And so we talk about the streets. There was a robust maintenance program when I was on the council prior to that. And somewhere from the time I left until I think the former mayor says in 2012 or 13, they reinstituted a maintenance program. These kinds of things need somebody that understands the city, has been there, has no conflicts of interest, has no personal or hidden agenda, that is willing to commit themselves to making Corpus Christi the best place to live.
McComb, who is owner of McComb Relocation Services, wrapped up by summarizing his vision for the city.
That's a big challenge. I hope in the remaining months that we have on our term that we identify and implement a source to address the street problem. Every option is on the table. It's going to be an expensive proposition for the streets. It's over $1 billion. If you took every dime that you spend on your ad valorem taxes that you send to Kevin Kieschnick every January, February, or March 31st, or whenever they're due, that money generates $68 million. And that's the general fund. So you could take every penny in the general fund of your tax dollar and apply it to streets. At $1 billion, y'all do the math, how long would it take at $68 million at $1 billion to address the streets? It is a big project. We have to find another source of revenue for that. We've got a $1 billion challenge on our wastewater treatment facilities. Hopefully, with a new administration in Washington, we can negotiate some of the idiocy out of the rulings that have been coming down in the past. And we're going to try to do that and negotiate a reduction in what they're trying to say. It benefits nobody for them to come in and assess a big fine. We're all taxpayers. And you want somebody that can watch after your tax dollars. We have just recently, and we talked about the bonds, and I've got Moody's here, and our bond rating has been revised negative by Moody's because of our debt.
Sarah Flores, KEDT Radio News, Corpus Christi.